From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Lawrence Layton Smith passed away last week at his home at the age of 77. Smith spent more than a decade as music director of the Colorado Springs Symphony and Philharmonic. After making the decision to retire following the 2010-2011 season, Smith was diagnosed with Binswanger's disease, a form of dementia. During his final season with the Philharmonic, KRCC's Michelle Mercer spoke with Smith for a career retrospective. Today, we're revisiting that piece.
Lawrence Layton Smith likes to conduct more than music. He also conducts conversations. Smith gestures with his hands while he speaks, as if cueing his own answers. He goes into soliloquies frequently, and will even try to dictate the course of an interview.
Do you feel sad about this diagnosis with the Swanger's disease?
Here is my statement on that. I'm focusing on life and celebrating every day of my life. The other stuff, I don't even want to think about.
Smith's life and career have been long and storied. Born in the Pacific Northwest in 1936, he had an early start in music. While his single mother worked, he went to musical kindergarten, where his teachers quickly discovered he had perfect pitch. Smith got his big break in conducting when he noticed a fellow kindergarten student counting off 4-4 time and decided to show everyone he could do better.
And they pounced on me. Larry, you're going to be conductor in the last concert. I had a little army uniform because it was Second World War. And my father, separated father, he was out in New Guinea someplace. So I sort of used his persona and we just got started, and the pianist is going, whoom, pata, 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 bang, crash. Xylophones, of course, are in anything that makes some kind of sound, which fit in with the general chaos of the whole thing. So I made my conducting debut at the age of 6.
Smith didn't conduct again until age 19, when he spent 2 summers at the prestigious Marlboro Music Festival in Vermont. By then, he'd studied piano for over a decade and could sight-read well enough to make a living as an accompanist in New York City, where he also earned a bachelor's degree from Manus School of Music. In 1964, Smith won first prize in the Metropolis International Conducting Competition, thanks in part to the advocacy of Leonard Bernstein. The prize secured Smith an assistant conductor position with the Metropolitan Opera. In those days, as he remembers, the Met Company still toured by train.
On this train, I think it was about 20 cars, you could find anything in the world of, shall we say, off-center and livid living, from the gamblers in the front to the smokers of all kinds of things in the back. In between is some sex going on. So, my gosh, that was a traveling den of iniquity. That was the most fun part.
Although by that time Smith was married with 2 kids, in this licentious culture he developed some self-destructive habits.
Let's say it. I was a womanizer of the first magnitude. 3 women going simultaneously. I could do that. Well, that's not a very good trend, but that's what I could do.
Smith says he also acquired a drinking problem that would plague him for a large part of his career. Despite his admission of personal weaknesses, what Smith's friends and associates remember best are his musical excellence and strong work ethic. In 1973, Smith became the music director of the Oregon Symphony. At the time, David Hislop was its manager.
It almost sounds like a fairy tale. Larry came in, and that first year that Larry was the music director, we played 2 nights a week, and we sold it out entirely on a season ticket basis. It was just unbelievable, and Larry was a great, great part of that because he was everywhere on behalf of the Oregon Symphony, over and above the call of duty, besides the conducting duty. I mean, he really was a champion for the orchestra.
After several years in Portland, Lawrence Layton Smith moved on to the San Antonio Orchestra before settling in as music director of the Louisville Orchestra in 1983. With the Louisville Orchestra, Smith made around 20 recordings, many of them featuring works by contemporary composers. After Louisville, Smith began a long association with the Yale Philharmonia. Finally, in 2000, at age 64, he became music director of the Colorado Springs Symphony. It was an unlikely home for Smith.
Do you like the outdoors and all that kind of stuff?
Sure, yeah.
No, I don't. What a place to end up. Beautiful. You're not going to catch me up there hiking in the hills. I didn't ever do that. Didn't pay much attention. I just did music. Music's where you make it.
Guy Dutra Silvera has spent nearly 3 decades with the Colorado Springs Symphony and Philharmonic as an oboist. He says Smith made an immediate difference.
Of the directors that the orchestra's had since I've been here. Larry came in as the most experienced, without a doubt, which was really a boon for this orchestra, because he'd been a lot of places, seen a lot of things, and he wasn't trying to invent the wheel. He was really helping move the orchestra forward from the very first day he got here.
The symphony flourished musically under Smith's baton, even as it headed toward financial crisis. In 2002, when the symphony board was considering bankruptcy, Smith offered to forego his own salary to cover part of the deficit.
Larry has not only put his heart, soul, professionalism, and effort into music, he's backed it up with his wallet.
Smith stayed on when the symphony was reborn as the Colorado Springs Philharmonic in 2003, and has found great contentment with his third and current wife, Leslie, a flautist with the Philharmonic. This January, after he'd already made the decision to retire, Smith was diagnosed with Binswanger's disease, a form of dementia with no cure. Though he's feeling well, out of caution, Smith decided not to conduct this weekend's Vanguard concert. His next concert is scheduled for April.
Then we'll see just what we have. We don't know. Out of my control. You see, I can't project too much here. You can't make timelines for this. You can't say, oh, by here I'm going to be a vegetable, and by here I'm going to be... No. And also, music is a part of the brain that you can go on quite a way.
Regardless of whether he conducts these final concerts, Smith says he's fulfilled in his career and in his life.
I got lucky many times. What more can you ask for? To be at the right spot and get lucky. I've been blessed big time. Oh gosh, I look back and I say, hey, that was just a wonderful ride.
The Colorado Springs Philharmonic will perform Saturday evening's concert under the direction of guest conductor Josep Cabanet-Domenech. For KRCC News, I'm Michelle Mercer.
That piece originally aired in 2011 during Lawrence Leighton Smith's final season with the Philharmonic. Smith passed away last week. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.